USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The now former Atlanta police officer charged with murdering a black suspect in a Wendy's parking lot a week ago is expected to appear in court today. Garrett Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen counts, including felony murder, for the death of Rayshard Brooks a week ago tonight. Hundreds of President Trump's supporters are already in line for tomorrow night's campaign rally in Tulsa. Attendees have to sign a waiver saying they won't sue the Trump campaign if they get sick. But Oklahoma health workers have sent a letter to the mayor of Tulsa urging him to cancel the rally over COVID-19 concerns. After meeting with the Oklahoma governor, President Trump said of the rally plan,
"One of the reasons we chose your state, as you know, Kevin, was that you've done so well with the COVID."
For the third time, Twitter has flagged one of President Trump's tweets, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
You can take Democratic Senator and former White House hopeful herself, Amy Klobuchar, off former Vice President Joe Biden's short list of women he's considering to be his running mate. Klobuchar saying she called Biden yesterday to tell him that putting a woman of color on the Democratic ticket would help heal the nation.
Get on your mark, get set, because here we go.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the Big Apple will enter phase two of coronavirus reopening on Monday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is now calling former National Security Advisor John Bolton a traitor. Pompeo slamming the former National Security Advisor after reading excerpts from Bolton's upcoming book, which Pompeo calls sad and dangerous, accusing Bolton of spreading lies. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is still fighting the release of the book, which is scheduled to be out next week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
General Motors will observe 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence in all of its facilities today on this Juneteenth, the day slavery ended in the U.S. The time is how long a Minneapolis cop, an attorney for two people who claim to have witnessed the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. Well, he says his clients did see what was a murder. Sean Williams, the attorney for Melvin Evans and Michael Perkins, also saying that a bullet fired by former officer Garrett Rolfe barely missed Perkins. Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen charges, including murder for Brooks' death. The other officer involved in the case, Devin Brosnan, is charged with a number of things, including aggravated assault. Knelt on the neck of George Floyd before the handcuffed black man died on Memorial Day. One of two bills that would decriminalize the possession of marijuana in New Jersey has passed the state assembly. Yesterday, the assembly approved a bill that would reduce the current penalty for up to 2 ounces of marijuana from an arrest to a civil fine of $50. Jail terms and fines for anything more than 2 ounces would be decreased as well on a sliding scale. A bill pending in the New Jersey State Senate would decriminalize up to a pound of marijuana. Voters will decide in November whether to legalize marijuana altogether in the state. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.